Welcome to the Registered Investment Advisor Podcast, where financial services marketing expert Seth Green interviews experts, executives, and top producers to share can't-miss tips on how they successfully manage their financial service firms, grow their businesses, create great relationships, and influence the industry. And now, here's your host, Seth Green.
Welcome to the podcast. This is your host, Seth Green. Today, I have the good fortune to be joined by Chris Quintana. Chris, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So you are up to some cool stuff in the world. Tell us about your business.
Okay. I am a financial strategist, but I am a non-traditional financial strategist, and I help my clients create financial freedom within 3 to 10 years.
Okay, so you're in the right place. I'd love to hear what non-traditional means, but before that, take us back in time a little bit. How did you get into the business in the first place?
So I actually never dreamed that I was going to be in this business at all. In 2011, I think it was, I was taken advantage of by a financial supposed professional. And I said at that time, I'm like, I will never, ever trust anybody to help me with my money again. I got to figure this thing out. I had already been investing in real estate, but I always was told you don't want to keep all your eggs in one basket. So I'm like, I need to diversify. And this guy was going to help me, but he diversified it right in his pocket. I was investing in a business. It went right in his pocket. But that actually was a blessing in disguise because it helped me realize that I needed to learn more about finances. And the more I learned, the more studying, the more research that I did, I realized that our financial system and our government have basically, it's rigged. The system is, I don't know if that's okay to say on here, but
it is.
I just feel like everything has been set out in a way that we're going to fail. If you don't know the rules, it's like we're playing a game. The money game, and we got no rules. I mean, many of my clients are doctors, and they're so smart, but they have no financial education at all. So they're making all this money, and they don't know what it's like. They're not making the right choices with it and not learning how to actually make their money work for them. So that is really what kind of got me going, is that I wanted to educate myself. And it's interesting because as soon as I started doing all this research, I started telling all my friends about it. I'm like, everybody needs to know about this stuff that I'm learning. And then I met a woman that is a financial advisor that out of Atlanta, and she's just amazing woman. She works because she wants to, not because she has to. And she is always trying to help women get ahead because she had the same kind of, not exactly, but had her own situation that kind of pushed her through to do what she's doing now. And anyhow, she got me to get my licenses, to start studying for my licenses. And that even made me more mad because when I'm studying for the test and I'm all this jargon, I'm learning all these laws and all this stuff. And I'm like, and I remember studying for a test and like just upset because I just couldn't get it. There was things that it sounded like this, like it was one way, but it really meant the complete opposite. Kind of like qualified plan. That's cool. What are you qualified for, really? Qualified to pay higher taxes later. But we're going to tell you, you're qualified to not have to pay taxes now.
So I love that you made your mess your message and are now empowering others. At what point did the light bulb go off and you say, I don't want to just fix this for myself. I want to help other people.
Yes, actually. When I started telling all my friends everything that I was learning, they started bringing people to me. And I really, at that time, I didn't have my licenses and I wanted to learn more, but I was just sending them to other advisors. And then I started thinking about them, like, I don't know what them advisors are teaching them, what they're telling them. And when I met my mentor, she showed me, she helped me. I would ask her the questions when I was studying. What does this mean? And she would tell me like the simplest, so simple. And I'm like, why couldn't they just say it like that? And she said, Chris, because if everybody knew this, they wouldn't need us. So like our position that we're in is basically we have to talk over people's head. We have to sound smarter. We have, instead of just using regular English, it really frustrated me. And I wanted to be a whistleblower. I'm like, I want nothing to do with this. I wanted to be a whistleblower. I wanted to tell everybody everything that I learned. And that's how it started. And it's just grown from there.
So who is an ideal client for you now?
Like I mentioned earlier, a lot of my clients are actually doctors, but I don't just work with doctors. I work with people that make a decent amount of money and they've tried to do all the right things. They just don't know. They know there's other things out there and they also are paying a lot in taxes and they needed some tax strategies. And so along the way, I've totally learned about some amazing tax strategies that have saved my clients hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that really, the book I created is called the Financial Freedom Formula. And it's basically how I created financial freedom for myself. And by the time I was 36. And so it really isn't as complicated as it's been made out to be. We are taught that we have to save and save for 45 plus years to maybe have enough for retirement. But the reason why that is because we're falling in all these pitfalls all along the way that have been created for us to fall into. I don't know if I answered your question. I got off on my soapbox. You get me going, I can talk for hours on this stuff.
Awesome. So you mentioned non-traditional. What does that look like?
It's definitely not a conventional way. It is the 45-year plan uses the stock market. And they talk to you about diversifying as stocks, bonds, mutual funds, right? Is what kind of diversification is that? So I show my clients several different ways that they can create cash flow with the money that they already have. And one of the ways, for example, is bridge loans. I do bridge loans with a lot of my clients with vetted borrowers. They borrow and they pay back. I've been working with them for years now and never not had them pay. And cash flow, really, to me, cash flow is king. Cash flow is really what it's all about. That financial freedom that people are trying to reach in 45 plus years, they've never had to do that if they would have known a different route, which is exactly the opposite direction of the financial industry. And I mentioned the government earlier. I say the government because the government never mandated financial education. And why is that? Because the less we know, the more they make. And it's like the financial industry and the government scratch each other's back. So
very true. How are you getting the word out about what you do? How are clients finding you?
Podcast actually has been a big one. And also most of our clients come from referrals. So that's been keeping us pretty busy. And our team is expanding as we're growing. We have your whole financial team for you. We have our attorneys that do estate planning because our goal is to not only help our clients create more cash flow, but we don't want to cause them a tax problem because they have so much cash flow. Now they have a tax problem. So we also are going to save them. So we're going to help them keep more of their money using the different tax strategies and estate planning. And then we also we have CPAs, we have our attorneys, we have a whole team that works for them that looks through everything to make sure that they're fully protected. And we create like a wall around our clients so that there's so many ways that our wealth is stolen from us, like that people don't even realize. And taxation is one of the biggest ones, right? Inflation is huge. And they try to trick us and tell us it's only about 3%. And it's really, is that what it felt like the last couple of years for most people? What they're using is not really the numbers that they use or not. To me, they're not real life. It's like, when you go to the grocery store and it costs you double what you paid last year, that's not a 3% increase in inflation and just all kinds of stuff, devastation. So my goal was to create a program that gives my clients everything that they need, everything that I needed in the beginning. It's like, I had so many people that gave me so much amazing information, but I had nobody to help me implement it. It's like I had all these neat and great tax strategies and all these good things, but it was just information. I needed somebody handhold and tell me what's next. What do I do next? Or what do I do first? And that's what our team does for our clients.
That is awesome. For our folks watching and listening, where is the best place for them to go to learn more about you?
CQ Consulting Services. And cqconsultingservices.com. If you want to read like more about me, I also have a book. It's called The Less You Know, The More They Make. You can flip that script. And you can get that on Amazon or on the website. I have the actual book is on the website and it's less than it is on Amazon. But if you like Kindle, you can get it on Amazon also.
Awesome. We greatly appreciate your time. We know it's incredibly valuable. Thank you for spending some of it with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate
our pleasure. Thank you very much, Chris. Thanks everybody for watching or listening. We will talk to you or see you next time.
49 faces looked to him in triumph. Over the last 12 months, they had each taken turns and promoted his business for a week at a time, driving over $987,342 in revenue. What if you had a network of 50 centers of influence who promoted your business every week for a year? Grab your copy of the number one Amazon best-selling book, The Ultimate Guide to Growing Your Business with a Podcast, at 33% off the Amazon price by going to ultimatepodcastbook.com. Again, that website for 33% off the Amazon price is ultimatepodcastbook.com.